Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Montana, Italy, emigrated to America in 1955, and began racing cars. He was named the driver of the year in 1967, 78, and 84, and is the only driver of the year in three decades, and is one of only two drivers to have won races in Formula One, IndyCar, World Sports Car Championship, and NASCAR. His name, synonymous with auto racing, is Mario Andretti, and we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760, WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to a living legend, Mario Andretti. Mario, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, of course, Jack. Thank you.
Can we start by talking about your childhood in Italy? And your mom and your dad, please.
All right. It all started in 1940 and in a region of Italy, which is now Croatia. It's Istria, and it became occupied by Yugoslavia right after the Second World War. And there's a reason why we were displaced. There was a choice for us to either remain under communist regime or move on and go to mainland and maintain the Italian citizenship. So we were basically refugees for 7.5 years in Tuscany refugees in our own country. Anyway, it's you know, my dad was used to administer the family holdings, which was seven parcels of farms, a total of 2,100 acres, and that was his job. And again, left everything behind just to maintain our Italian citizenship. In 1955, in 1952, he applied for visas to come to the States, and 3 years later, the visas came through, and it was decision time, and we came to America and to join uncle on my mother's side. And we came right here where I live now in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. And of course, my love for the sport started while we were in Italy, being so prominent in motorsports, motorcycles and cars, and with Ferrari, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, you know, being major players in the world stage in Formula One and sports cars. Obviously, as kids, I said, my twin brother Aldo and I just became fascinated with the sport while still there. And our dream really, my dream, Aldo's dream began right there. You know, it seemed like the impossible dream, of course, considering all the circumstances that we were in. But quite honestly, as far as our thinking, from the time that I saw my first Formula One race in 1954 at age 14 in Monza, and the Mille Miglia in 1955, it was a 1,000-mile race, sports car race. It was very famous at the time around Italy. The mold was cast at the time for us, and for me, from there on, it was never a plan B to pursue, to be honest with you. So as soon as we arrived in America in 1955, there were hurdles to be surpassed, language and so on and so forth. But we resumed school, of course, But luckily, Aldo and I had 3 years of English in Italy, and that helped the basics, at least the grammar. And we arrived here in June of 1955, and of course, by the time we enrolled in school, we had some pretty good idea how to get by in English. And and again, from there on, you know, just life progressed, and Aldo and I started building a race car 2 years after we arrived here, along with four other buddies, and we started racing professionally 2 years later, at age 19, 1959. So from there on, I never looked back.
We're talking to Mario Andretti. His mom and dad came to the States, to America, with $125. We're talking to a modern Horatio Alger story. Mario, I quote you now. "The first time I fired up a car, felt the engine shudder, and the wheel come to life in my hands. I still get that feeling every time I get in a race car."
Yes.
What's that feeling like, Mario?
Well, it's being in your element, really. It's what I thrive for. That's what I really live for, in a sense. I always had so much passion to pursue my career, and I just purely had a deep love for what I was doing. I mean, today when I sit in a two-seater, I still have adrenaline going, you know, because I take it to the limit, you know, with a passenger behind me. So it's that feeling is stay with me. It was with me from the beginning, and it continues. It's you know, as I say, it's where I feel that I belong. You know, it's something that it's hard to explain, quite honestly. But it's just for me, it's the ultimate satisfaction to. To have control, keep control of something that can actually hurt you.
Mario, I got to ask you, when you're speeding, going over the speed limit, and you get stopped by a cop, and you show him the license, what happens?
Well, usually I beg my way out of it, you know. They've been very kind to me, actually. But I the difference between speeding and I don't reckless drive. So if sometime I go over the speed limit, inadvertently, of course, as long as I don't reckless drive, you know, it's a pardonable offense. and I will not. That's one thing I don't do, and I will not do a reckless drive or put anybody in danger on the road. That so at least from that standpoint, I'm pretty good.
We're talking to Mario Andretti. Another quote. "A racing car is an animal with 1,000 adjustments." And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.